such deference to the speaker and to say we are all on the same page. We're going to vote out Jacob Zuma and we're going to swear in President Ramaphosa.
Has the ANC responded to President Zuma's comments in that interview on SABC today?
Yes, they have. They just briefed the media just a few minutes ago, and what they said is basically they're trying to strike this very fine line that Jacob Zuma did between defiance and disagreement. As Zuma said, and I think this is going to be almost a memorable line, I'm not defiant, I disagree. And the reason that the ANC is doing this is because the ANC needs to maintain its majority. They need to win the next election, or at least they believe they need to win the next election, which is next year. And by showing such a deep rift in the ANC, that could really signal to voters that the ANC has lost a lot of its potency. So they need to, for lack of a better term, they need to put lipstick on this pig and frame this, not the ANC tearing itself in half, not Jacob Zuma just sailing over the edge of brinkmanship into mutually assured destruction, but rather just a little respectful disagreement. And so they've said, he's still our leader. We will still treat him with respect. We will still, you know, maintain the culture of the ANC, which is to show respect and deference to leadership, to show unity and to show discipline.
As you mentioned, Parliament seems fairly united on the no confidence vote scheduled for tomorrow. What happens, though, if the vote fails?
You know, that is a question that I think nobody in Parliament is ready to answer. So what happens if the no confidence vote fails? Well, Jacob Zuma legally is still the president. He'll still be under pressure to resign. He'll still be recalled by his party. There are a number of things, I guess, the ANC could do then. There is also, I want to explain the difference between a vote of no confidence and a vote of impeachment. What Zuma is facing is his ninth vote of no confidence, and that is a much gentler sort of process than impeachment. Impeachment requires Parliament to have a much more significant majority, a two-thirds majority, and to impeach him on the grounds of violation of the Constitution. And a no-confidence vote is a lot lighter. It just needs a simple majority. So ostensibly, Parliament could maybe move forward with the vote of impeachment. They'd have to find convincing grounds. And the problem with that is that gets into pretty murky waters, because if the opposition, for example, mounts an impeachment vote and argues that Zuma disobeyed the Constitution, then that makes the ANC look pretty bad for defending him so stoically for the last 9 years. That tarnishes the ANC. So it's in the ANC's interest, now that they've committed to this no confidence vote, to make sure it goes through.
That was Anita Powell in Johannesburg. She was speaking with reporter Kate Pound Dawson in Washington. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says prolonged dry spells, erratic rainfall, high temperatures, and the fall armyworm have significantly cut into Southern Africa's 2018 cereal production. For VOA, Sebastian Mofu has more from Harare.
In an interview, Chimimba David Piri, the Food and Agriculture Organization coordinator in Southern Africa, said prolonged dry spells, erratic rainfall, high temperatures, and the presence of the voracious fall armyworm pest have significantly dampened Southern Africa's agricultural season's cereal production prospects in 2018 from the 2016-2017 season, where there was above normal rainfall.
Our worry, however, is that this year the rainfall started very late, and even when it came, it has been erratic in falling, with significant dry spells in the middle of the season. So this, we think, is going to have a very negative impact on production overall this year.
In some parts of the region, including Zimbabwe, the fall armyworm, which first emerged last season, has compounded the situation as it continues to spread, added Piri. He said the pest is now present across the Southern African Development Community, except Mauritius and Lesotho. But for farmer Moses Julius Chibaya, about 200 kilometers north of Harare, the pest is targeting mainly his maize crop. He says he could have harvested a good crop of tobacco as he did last year had it not been for the dry spells Zimbabwe is facing.
Though, you know, our economy is not